Regimental Major Cuthbert Blaindale Frunk was in his element. He had retired to an alcove with a group of fellow officers to drink spiked punch and regale them with a bloodthirsty ditty.
Oh, I dearly do love vermin. I've oft times heard it said that the finest type of vermin are those vermin who are dead. Show me a rat that's been laid flat, or a ferret that's food for fishes, or a wily fox laid out in a box, and you've got my fond wishes. Cos a vermin that's slain gives no beast pain, he'll never harm honest creatures, nor steal no scoff with his bumps chopped off and a scowl on his wicked features. Oh, I dearly do love vermin, I think I always will. While I can afford to draw my sword, there's always time to kill. True that a stoat will never float with a javelin through his liver, and a rat will never get thirsty after sinking in the river. All blood and guts they call me, cos I sends them to hell gates, a fox or weasel or any beast evil along with their foul messmates.
Tyria bowed to the ruler of Salamandastron.
You wish to see me, lord?
Mandoral held a massive paw out to the otter maid.
Yes, I think you'd best come with me. We'll go somewhere quieter. It can get rather rowdy in here at mealtimes.
As they passed the alcove, Cuthbert could be seen standing on a table, waving his sabre, whilst treating his audience to an even more bloodthirsty ballad. The badger shook his huge striped head disapprovingly.
Normally I wouldn't allow that sort of thing in the mess. It's a bad example to the younger hares, but Frunk is a law unto himself. He says what he pleases, and comes and goes whenever the mood takes him. I take it Captain Grandon told you his story?
Tyria replied.
Yes, sir. A sad and terrible tale it was. I don't think he can really be blamed for the way he is, in view of what happened.
Mandoral agreed.
That's the way I feel also. The Major has become a berserker, one who courts death. I allow him more leeway than any of my long patrol. It would come as no great surprise if he left here one day and never returned. I'd know then that he got his wish.
Tyria followed the badger lord down a passage, then up several flights of rock-hewn stairs. They passed dormitories and barrack rooms, all quite spartan but very neat. Salamandastron looked to be an even more solid proposition than her abbey home of Redwall. But after all, she reasoned, it was a military fortress. They ascended more stairs. Tyria began to wonder how much further up they would go when Mandoral halted in front of a wide beechwood door. He opened it, showing her in.
This is my personal chambers and forge room.
Tyria found herself in a wide, spacious blacksmith's shop. Three of the walls were hung with armour, shields and weapons. On the seaward wall, a long unshuttered window faced a view of the restless main beneath a moonlit canopy of star-strewn darkness. At the centre of the room was a great glowing forge with two iron anvils and barrels of oil and water close by. The otter maid went to the window, where she stood admiring the panorama.